In this bulletin, New South Wales to build the biggest battery in the Southern Hemisphere as the state continues to move away from coal-fired power generation. Victoria announces it's winding back many of its remaining COVID restrictions. And in sport, the Western Sydney Wanderers secure a crucial 2-0 win over Melbourne Victory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The New South Wales government has announced it will build a 700 megawatt transmission battery as part of its response to the closure of several coal-fired power stations. Origin Energy will bring forward the closure of Australia's biggest coal-fired power station at Eraring, south of Newcastle, by 7 years, following similar announcements for AGL's Liddell and Bayswater facilities. The state government says the new battery will be in place before the closure of Eraring in 2025 and will free up more electricity in the system. The New South Wales Treasurer, Matt Keane, says it will be the biggest battery in the Southern Hemisphere.
I want to be very clear to the families and businesses at home. The plan we've developed in response to the closure of Eraring will ensure that we can keep the lights on, put downward pressure on prices, and ensure that our system is stronger than it was before today's decision.
Victoria will wind back many of its remaining coronavirus restrictions as the state sees its Omicron wave continue to subside. A further 9 people with COVID-19 have died in Victoria, while hospital admissions remain fairly steady at 401 people. From 6 o'clock tomorrow, density limits will be removed in hospitality and entertainment venues, while QR code check-in requirements will go in retail settings, schools, childcare centres and other workplaces. Premier Daniel Andrews says COVID surveillance testing rules will end for key industries, and international arrivals who aren't fully vaccinated will only need to quarantine for 7 days instead of 14.
But this is exactly what we said we would do. We would have rules on for not a moment longer than they were needed. And that's exactly what we've done. And despite some of the games and despite some of the kind of nonsense about this stuff, it is rational, it is about safety, it's about science, and it is about us doing exactly what we said we would do.
Meanwhile, COVID rules in schools and early childhood settings will be extended for another 6 weeks, including the provision of 24 million rats for surveillance testing. Australia's medical regulator has provisionally approved the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 6 to 11. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says children should receive 2 doses of the Moderna vaccine spaced 4 weeks apart. Moderna is the second COVID vaccine to be approved for primary school aged children after Pfizer. 13 beaches in Sydney's east have been closed after a swimmer was killed by a shark. New South Wales Ambulance says the swimmer died from catastrophic injuries in yesterday's attack at Little Bay by what witnesses say was a 4.5-metre great white shark. Beaches from Bondi to Cronulla have been closed for 24 hours and will be patrolled by council lifeguards. Witnesses have described the attack to Channel 9.
Out of nowhere, we just heard and something come up, and it was just a big shark in the air, totally airborne, hit the guy very, very quick, and came back down, and we realized it was shark attack on a swimmer just 10 meters off the rocks. We couldn't do anything about it.
There's a ledge out there that drops down, you can't see down the bottom, and they come out of nowhere sometimes.
And in sport, the Western Sydney Wanderers have secured a crucial 2-0 win over the Melbourne Victory in the A-League. The result moves the Wanderers to 1 win outside of the final spots and weakened the Victory's position in the table. Well, now the weather across Australia: Perth, sunny and 37 degrees, Adelaide, cloudy, 25, Melbourne, partly cloudy, 24, Hobart, much the same, 22, Canberra, partly cloudy, 31, Wollongong, similar conditions, 30. Sydney, mostly sunny, 31 degrees. Newcastle, sunny as well, and 32. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, and 32 degrees. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 32. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.